there's been a national conversation about Confederate symbols, from the flag itself to Ivy League schools facing questions about past slave-holding school officials. In New Orleans, there's been a two-year-long open debate over removing Confederate-era monuments. The city council approved removal 6-1, but the actual removal is being done under cover of darkness. Overnight, one of four prominent Confederate-era statues was taken down and carted away by a crew of workers wearing masks and bulletproof vests, with nearby roads closed and rooftop snipers watching over them. After it was over, New Orleans Democratic Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who helped launch the effort, said this.
I believe more strongly today than ever that in New Orleans we should truly remember all of our history, not some of it. And that means we will no longer allow the Confederacy to literally be put on a pedestal in the heart of our city.
Tim Morris, opinions columnist at the New Orleans Times-Picayune, has been following this. Tim, start with a question you seem to be posing in a column. Why all this secrecy? But then you tell us last year a company that was hired to take down these monuments quit after its employees received death threats.
Yeah, it became a very emotional issue from the very beginning. People who were considering bidding for the contract said they received threats, some death threats, and others that were threatened that their businesses might be boycotted by those who were opposed to the removal of the monuments. So it's become a very tense situation.
Yeah. Well, and so much so that the actual contractor who did this work overnight covered over the name of the company on their trucks. Tell us about what seems to be the most controversial, this obelisk that honors the Crescent City White League. Who were they, and what's the history of this monument?
Well, this was a reconstruction, a monument to an issue that happened during Reconstruction, and that was, you know, state government, city government. You now had African Americans who were now part of that, and there was a riot that broke out, and this White League battled the Integrated Police Department, and several people were killed. And later on, the monument was put up, basically just in memorial to the white people who died and not the black police officers and others. Of the four monuments, it was in the least conspicuous place and is the one that very few people actually defend.
Well, we read this Liberty Place monument in 1891 honored the Crescent City White League. Somebody added an inscription in 1932 saying that the Yankees withdrew federal troops and recognized white supremacy in the South. And then in 1993, those words were covered by a granite slab with a new inscription saying that it honors Americans on both sides. Well, what about the statues of the Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and P.G.T. Beauregard and Confederate President Jefferson Davis, also scheduled to come down? Remind us how revered they still are by some in the area.
So P.G.T. Beauregard is actually, you know, a native here and has some connection. And people talk about how when he came back after the Civil War, he actually worked for Reconstruction and made an effort for healing. The statue shows him in his Confederate uniform on a horse. Jefferson Davis actually died here and was buried here for a brief time, but then was later moved. But he made visits to New Orleans. Robert E. Lee, whose statue is in Lee Circle, which is a very prominent place in New Orleans, actually I don't think ever came to visit here, and there were no major battles that he was involved in the Civil War for it. So, but people still see, obviously, especially Lee, they see him as a who they think was an honorable man, even though he clearly fought for the wrong side. I don't know that people think about them or thought about them a lot before this all came up, but I think there are people who said this is our history and we should know about it and maybe in some ways celebrate it. And while there are others who say, yes, this is our history, but it's a part of history, yeah, in which some of these men should not be celebrated and should not have statues in a place where there's really no context for it.
Well, there was a candlelight vigil by supporters, we understand, last night. And here's what Mayor Landrieu said to those who might be feeling the way you just described.
But relocating these Confederate monuments is not about taking something away from someone else. This is not about politics. It's not about blame. It's not about retaliation. This is not a naive quest to solve all of our problems at once. This is about showing the whole world that we as a city and as a people are able to acknowledge, understand, reconcile, and most importantly, choose a better future, making straight what has been crooked and right what has been wrong.
Mayor Landrieu there. But you write about the lack of transparency around taking them down. Why? What would you like to see?
Well, partly because of the reasons of safety, they've taken certain steps. But we really haven't had a discussion about what it's going to happen to these statues. There's been discussion about putting them in a museum, but there's really no definitive statement from the city as to how that's going to look and where that's going to be. And there are people who are concerned that they're just going to be either put away in a warehouse or actually destroyed. And without the transparency of saying, okay, here's what we're going to do, here are the next steps, here's where they're going to end up, people are suspicious. It may all work out, but the fact that the city has not explained that, they're being removed with private donations by a person we don't know. The name has not been released, and there's no plans to do that. So I think it leads to skepticism from people who were already emotionally involved in the removal.
Well, and in the process itself, it sounds as if perhaps I hear the fear of some sort of danger for workers, but it feels as if the city might have missed out on what seemed like a very cathartic moment for people in South Carolina, for instance, when the lowering of the flag was very public there.
And there was a push by a group called Take 'Em Down to say, let's do this out in the public. And, you know, I think that would be better. You're right. There would be some closure. It looks bad, I think, for a government to do something under the cloak of darkness and to have to go to such secrecy. I think it would be a much better moment for the public if we all saw them coming down and having them removed in a way in which the city could come together on.
Tim Morris, opinions columnist at the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Tim, thanks for talking to us about this change in your city landscape. Thank you.
Thank you.